The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Eagerly looking ahead, dreading, looking ahead to the release of new Bronco uniforms.
Is it out?
They say at 9 o'clock.
I keep refreshing at denverbroncos.com. I'm looking for the unveil. I don't see them yet. I mean, can we not? Sean Payton, what the hell's going on with your organization?
There's a video out.
9 o'clock. You said 9:02.
I'm looking at Twitter right now. There's a hype video for it.
Okay, but what do they look like? Can you describe them?
I haven't gotten to that part of the video yet, Mike.
Well, go to it. People want to know what these new uniforms look like. For a lot of people, new uniforms is like Christmas morning.
Yes.
You'd be amazed at how serious people take new uniforms and the idea of Bronco uniforms being changed up.
Right. Right.
When you guys changed uniforms a lot back in 97, it wasn't well received, was it?
I don't know. I guess you would have to ask I don't think the fans necessarily really like the new unis.
So, go ahead, Johnny.
A very, very quick look. Personally, not a fan at all.
Can you describe them?
They kind of look like arena football jerseys, if I'm being honest, in my opinion. There's like a 5280 on the helmet. Right on top of where the face mask meets.
There's a 5280 across the helmet?
Yeah, on the very top here.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
I'm looking at the blue jerseys now. They have like three stars right underneath the armpit. I'm assuming for the three Super Bowls. White numbers bordered with orange. And then on the shoulder, it's like orange, an orange stripe with the Nike logo, a white kind of stripe that like has a bit, it's not like necessarily lightning, but has like a jagged edge to it. With a white helmet and white pants.
So you say they look arena football.
Yeah. Like. Then there's a dark blue helmet, same thing, 5280, navy blue numbering with orange embroidering. Same thing with the shoulder pads. I'm not a huge fan at all, to be honest.
All right.
Yeah. I think whenever like the Avs, Nuggets, Rockies have come out with new uniforms, it literally for me has always been right away. It's either hate or love right away.
Right.
It's like that kind of quick visceral reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Love it, hate it.
Hated it.
If I love them, I don't think I'm going to sour on them. And if I hate them right away, I don't think I'm going to learn to love them.
You're not going to grow to love them. Do they still have the horse head, or do they? Is it just the 5280, or is it?
It's the same old logo, the horse head on the side of the decal.
Now, keep in mind, Adam Schefter is posting this. A first look at the Broncos' new uniforms. So if you want to see the Broncos did put out on Twitter, on X, you can check it out. They put this cool little video together. But it says, the new uniforms feature 9 different combinations and various elements of Colorado in the design. Uniforms were designed after a 2-year process that included input from more than 10,000 fans, along with ownership and players. So once you get a look at these, you're going to be like, all right, job well done. Or you're going to be like, 10,000 fans couldn't get it right?
How come I can't find a picture of these uniforms anywhere?
I'm just looking at the video right now.
Well, I looked at the video on...
I'll send it to you, Stink.
Okay, wait a minute. I think I got it now. Introducing the collection.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
All right. You getting it?
Yep.
This is scintillating radio.
I know it is. All right.
People love this.
I know they do. Yeah, there's a video. If you go to denverbroncos.com, you can see the video of the...
an eagle flying over some mountains.
Yeah, did you get that? Can I just see the picture of them?
I know.
There is a picture on the Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter. There's pictures. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking at their video.
Yeah, I'm just on their video.
All right, well, we'll get this done, but Johnny doesn't like it right away.
Oh, they got an old Bronco on their video. You know, one of the old original Broncos?
God, yeah, you're right. Johnny's right about the 5280 across the helmet, front of the helmet.
It's so frustrating because, like, the template was there for you. You didn't have to, like, go that far. You could have easily appeased to the fan base with, I know they didn't want to, you know, they wanted to kind of do their own new thing, but it's just frustrating with the whole baby blue and orange.
Can you do a new uniform look that doesn't feel Arena Football League, USFL, XFL type? You know what I mean?
It's a fair argument since Nike took over.
Like, how are you going to come out with a new uniform design that looks old school? I just think you're...
Well, it's not necessarily looking old school. It's just more of a...
Classic?
With the old color scheme. That's all you needed to do. You could have done the same thing with just the light blue-orange color scheme. It would have looked great.
Yeah.
I still wanted to go back to the D... on the helmet,
but you understand they already got you. Okay, there's a huge chunk of Broncos country. You're always going to be loyal to the older uniforms. That stuff's always going to be there. They're going to wear them enough to. But you know their ideas. They want to reach out to a whole brand new group of Bronco fans. They want to reach out to your grandkids. They want to reach out to my son. They want to give them something that they can look at as theirs. You're not going to run out and buy a new jersey, but
correct.
My kid, your grandkids, your neighbors, they will. And that's the idea behind it. Why? Because there's going to be a sense of it's new. It represents our era as a Bronco fan. It's an automatic excuse to make money. That's why there's something about unveiling new uniforms that's kind of bittersweet. Like, I understand the excitement that goes on with new uniforms, but it's also kind of pathetic in some ways because it's what losing teams do and what losing teams make a big deal of.
Right.
The Rockies have done it historically. The Avalanche and Nuggets, before they became what they've become, heck, they were trotting out new jerseys all the time, new sweaters, new jerseys all the time. Now the Broncos are doing it. It's kind of like, hey, pay no attention to what's going on the field. Look at our glossy new uniforms.
Okay, can you explain the sleeve?
We're getting some of the reactions. What's up with all the triangles?
Can you explain what's on the sleeve? Like, what is that?
What is that?
Yeah, it's almost got like a little charger lightning bolt.
Well, that's what Johnny was talking about.
But like,
a little boltish.
If you're going to do it, like, wouldn't you kind of make a mountain? Like, if you're going to put that thing on the sleeve, wouldn't you kind of make it look like a mountain? As opposed to...
Like a bolt?
Yeah, it's like a bolt with a hump on top of it.
It'll be funny to see the reaction. It was Andrew Mason, our guy at DenverSports.com. He went back and looked at reaction to when they came out with the new unis in 97.
Mm-hmm.
And he took some letters to the editor from the Colorado Sports Gazette right after they came out. Here are some of the reactions. I think they went out and found a Canadian Football League team that had gone out of business and bought them for half price. If Boland thinks he's going to get a new stadium after this fiasco, he might as well move them to South Dakota. That was one. Excuse me, but Elway couldn't hit his own teammates when they had uniforms that didn't blend in with everybody else. Give us a break. This was back in 97 with the uniforms that we now consider retro. Not particularly fond of them. They look like they're out of Sugar Plum Fairies or Captain Marvel. And then, again, this is from 97. This is horrible. This is disgusting. They look like they're playing in the Caveman League. What is this orange thing going up their arms? It looks like a neon suit of sorts. The white pants or black pants? Who did this helmet? Horse doesn't look like a horse. Horse looks like it's on fire. This is terrible. So that was back in 97.
Yeah.
And these are uniforms that are now considered old school. So there'll be a proper amount of outrage over these as well.
Then
we'll get used to them and we'll all be fine. Just win some football games. How about that?
Mike, what was the average age of the 10,000 plus fans that they surveyed? Was it 9? You guys
9 years old?
Get a bunch of 9-year-olds to
9-year-olds
consult for you?
Wow, you don't like them, huh?
Yeah,
well, let's see some of the reaction. All the time spent to come up with these? Boring. They spent more time and effort on the release video.
They said 2 years. Do you think they really spent 2 years? Or is this one of those things you just snuck up on them?
Wrong color blue. Looks like the Boise State Broncos. What's up with the Bears orange?
Now, those jerseys are underwhelming.
Which ones?
The Broncos new jerseys.
The new jerseys?
Those are truly underwhelming.
Did you see the Lions new ones?
So you're saying it's underwhelming.
Now, see, she knows now that she's been educated on what underwhelming means. She's right.
She's right about the uniforms. And now admit she was wrong about your biceps.
Exactly. Biceps are anything but underwhelming.
Yeah, what's up with the Bears orange? They look good. Everyone hated the previous units until they won the Super Bowl with them.
Yeah, you think this team's won a Super Bowl?
Those aren't bolts. Those are snow-capped mountains.
How so?
Love, love, love the new uniforms. Way to go, Broncos.
Wow.
They look like the Bears uniforms. That's now, because Mike Kliss, back in 1997, when he was writing for the Colorado Sports Gazette, he wrote an opinion piece. We'll have Mike on tomorrow. He wrote an opinion piece saying that they stole the uniforms from the Bears.
Right.
And now we're getting the same complaints.
If those are snow-capped mountains, why is the white on the bottom and the orange on top?
Nothing says losing like new unis, Scott in Denver.
That's true.
Don't like them. They look like UTEP's jerseys. Never looked at UTEP's jerseys. All right, so they're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos' new uniforms are so bad they deserve a couple compensatory picks. All right. So you can go to DenverBroncos.com. Also follow Denver Broncos on Twitter. You can get a look at the release video and some of the new look at the uniforms.
They are the Walmart of uniforms.
Let us know what you think. 303-713-1043. Up next, we take a look back at what happened last night. And even after a loss, are there reasons to be optimistic about the Avs? Jared Bednar thinks so. That's next.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Enjoying all the critiques of the Bronco new uniforms from all the fashionistas out there. Keep them coming. RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. We'll throw some of those out for you to see as well. But those are new uniforms. Let's get on to the teams that actually do not need to have big conversations about their uniforms because, you know, they're actually winning games and playing in the playoffs and playing for championships. The Avalanche are down 1-0 after losing game one in Winnipeg, 7-6. And despite all the grousing about the goaltending, justifiably so, Jared Bednar still feels there's a lot to feel good about.
I don't think there's a need for frustration at all after that. Shouldn't be frustrated at all. I think we played hard. We played well in a lot of areas. We have to clean up a couple things, but hey, this is going to be a long, hard series, and frustration shouldn't be creeping into it after losing one game on the road.
As we light the lamp brought to you by Papa Murphy's, Bednar feels like they proved something against Winnipeg.
You get the feeling on the bench. Is frustration sitting in? Is it, you know, do you believe in what you're doing? I think we proved a lot to ourselves tonight in that locker room. Like, we haven't played the Jets well this year. We played them a good game at home early in the season, but like that's our first taste of us playing hard and them playing hard and seeing what's going to happen, you know. And it's a 7-game series, so I don't think that a whole lot changed for us, like from start to finish in that game. I thought the guys played as hard as they possibly could and as clean as they possibly could.
And no matter what kind of difficulties, what kind of challenges they face in goal, they'll find a way.
It's about belief, and it's about like not giving up on what you've worked so hard for. That's the reality, right? Like, if you're going to work for something and put everything you got into it for 8 months, and you have belief in your team that you can come back in any situation, then you keep playing as hard as you possibly can and pushing for that to happen. And sometimes it happens. Tonight it didn't.
Is that part of the, I guess, the attitude, the psychology of playing in these best of seven series that you as a football player, do you like it, or is there part of you that looks at it and is like, wow, I would think that'd be hard to do? You play a bad game in the playoffs and lose, you guys are done.
Correct.
Okay. You know, we played a bad game. Darn, I wish we did that better. Well, all right, it's over. Do you have a certain thought on what it must be like to go out, play a game like that, invest so much energy into it, play well offensively, score 6 goals, end up losing 7-6, and then have to sit there for 48 hours before you get a chance to go out and do it all over again?
Well, I just think, I mean, they always say the best thing in sports is a game 7 in hockey. Well, like, in the NFL, every game's game 7 of hockey.
Correct.
Right? And so, for me, it's nice to be able to have that game where you make a mistake or two and you're like, man, you can gain confidence. Even in a loss, you can gain confidence. The issue was the second soundbite you played. And can you I want to.
The second one?
Yeah, the second. I want to ask you a question off the second soundbite you played.
That was this one.
You get the feeling on the bench. Is frustration sitting in? Is it, you know, do you believe in what you're doing? Like, I think we proved a lot to ourselves tonight in that locker room. Like, we haven't played the Jets well this year. We played them a good game at home early in the season, but like that's our first taste of us playing hard and them playing hard and seeing what's going to happen, you know. And it's a 7-game series, so I don't think that a whole lot changed for us, like from start to finish in that game. I thought the guys played as hard as they possibly could and as clean as they possibly could.
Right there. Does that tell you anything? Our guys played as hard as they possibly could and as clean as they possibly could.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And we're like that to me right there, that soundbite is a telltale sign that if we have somebody else to play goal, he'll be in goal. If Onanen is healthy, if he gets over his sickness, he will be in goal.
So all this talk about, hey, we got to be tighter defensively and more disciplined and can't we turn play, the puck over. That's lip service?
Yes, because subconsciously he just told you right there. We played as hard and as clean as we possibly could.
Yeah, but they didn't play clean. On offense, they were terrific. But on defense, they weren't clean.
No, but
they were not.
But he's saying they're playing as hard as they possibly could, as clean as they possibly could, based on saying, hey, man, our goaltender, we're going to give up some goals because we are going to press. We are going to score. We are going to do those things because we have to against the Jets. And especially, we need shots on goal because their goaltender is that good. So there are going to be a few breakaway. We need our goalie one-on-one to make some saves.
Is there a football equivalent to the vast majority of the guys out there on the football team that are thinking that no matter how well we play this part of it, we can't trust and it's going to undo us?
Oh, I can tell you back in the day, the Philadelphia Eagles, their defensive players hated their offensive players because they had every year, they had the number one defense in football every single year. And offensively, man, they couldn't get it done. And they had some great players. Don't get me wrong. You know, the Mike Quicks of the world and the Randall McDaniels of the world and the Keith Byers of the world. Yeah. And oh gosh, Keith Jackson, the tight end, right?
Jackson.
They had some big time players,
mm-hmm.
Some really good players, but they just at the end of the day, man, they couldn't protect their quarterback. They're going to turn the ball over, and that defense knew no matter how well we ball out, at the end of the day, our offense can't bail us out. Our offense isn't good enough.
Think the Avs are playing that way?
That no matter how good we play, we're going to have to outscore teams, and our goaltender is going to give up some soft goals. I think there's definitely that fear. I think if you polled the guys in that locker room, they would all tell you, we got to move off Georgie. He's just not. Listen, man, and it's not I dislike him or you feel for him because there's not a player out there that hasn't gone through a tough time.
Right.
That hasn't had, you know, just like, man, I can't figure out my own game.
Not trying to be bad. Yeah.
Right. I know they all have the bleeding heart for him, but at the same time, I want to win. And so he doesn't give us the best chance
to win. That kicker who misses the game-winning field goal, and then you got to walk into the locker room and everyone's just looking at you like.
If you equated that to a kicker,
yeah, that's true. I'm sorry, Georgie. I apologize.
No. But if you're equating that to a kicker.
But it is similar. Yeah.
Sure,
it's in which like, you know that everyone's kind of, you just feel the stares.
Oh,
the cross eyes, the side eyes.
Dude, you're just like, okay, you missed a 55-yarder.
It's okay. Right.
It's okay, little shaker.
Right.
You start shanking 40-yarders and extra points, like the guy from, who's the guy from Dallas that just had that game where?
Oh, Maher.
Maher. That
guy was here for a little while.
Yeah.
But the problem, and that's why you got to make a goaltending change. And it's why Onanen has to be healthy for game two. He has to get over whatever the sickness is because Georgie knows that nobody in that room trusts him.
Mm-hmm.
Georgie knows that all those guys in there are muttering under their breath.
Mm-hmm.
Georgie knows that when he's not around, guys are talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know that goalies are fragile creatures as is under the best of circumstances. Under these circumstances,
right.
Dude is toast. Dude is mentally toast.
Dude, you're sitting in the locker room and there's a din. You know, it's like when you pour the milk in Rice Krispies and it starts crackling, snapping, and popping.
the locker room snapping and crackling and popping until Georgie walks in, then it just goes silent. That's when you know. When you walk in.
Oh, shoot. Nobody likes me.
And everybody just shuts up. Crickets. You know they were all talking about you. Before Mel Kiper was Mel Kiper, he was this guy. And he is trending after what happened this weekend. What's trending next?
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Well, what's trending is what every Avalanche fan is asking right now. What are the Avs going to do in goal for Game 2 tomorrow? Do you come back with Georgiev? Do you turn to Justus Onanen? Is he even going to be healthy and ready to go after missing yesterday because of illness? All right, first of all, Bednar, how do you feel about Georgiev's game?
It probably need to be better, right? Like, I thought we played well. We created some chances. He made some good saves, but we're going to need, like, a couple more saves than that probably to win, you know? So, but it is what it is. We'll regroup. It wasn't, like, we made some mistakes in front of him that we'll have to clean up and try to get the job done. It's a team game.
Do you know how bad your goaltending must be if your coach is like, he could have been... He was okay. Could have been a little better. I'm sure there's a couple of them he'd like to have back. You know, at some point, goaltender's got to make a couple of saves. Sure. That is like screaming from the mountaintop. Our goaltending sucks right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, man, he made some good saves. In the first 10 shots, six of those saves were pretty good. The four of them went in, not so much, but there was six of them that were pretty strong. Pretty strong. So I would say fairly strong to, yeah.
So, Bedsy, you going to go with Onanen tomorrow?
I don't know if he's going to be healthy enough to play or not. Wasn't healthy enough to play tonight. We'll see what we see in the morning. And then, you know, I'm not thinking about anything else. We got to have him available if he's going to play.
Yeah, so would you consider a goaltending change?
I'm not going to speculate.
That's code for if he can hold down chicken soup, he's out there.
Wonder what, you know, we're not going to get any information.
Oh, no.
But what kind of,
oh, no, they'll,
like, what kind of sickness it is?
Well, let's just hope it's a 24-hour bug and he's ready to go.
Right.
The good news is there'll be plenty of water right behind him.
He'll be hydrated. No, let's hope he's not that hydrated.
Oh, good point. Yeah, because if he's really hydrated, it means he's giving up goals
right and left.
Oh, okay. The Nuggets and Lakers coming up game two tonight. You know, all these athletes who come walking into stadiums like it's a fashion runway, like it's Chador and Shiloh in Paris. Everyone trying to make a statement with their wardrobe. Hey, all of you, you take a backseat to Nikola Jokic, who followed up on his despicable Me 4 trailer appearance.
Thought I look really good that day. I put on this beautiful suit. They said, I'm in business.
Like the one you're wearing?
Yes.
Then what happened?
They say I looked like Gru.
Why does that bother you?
It doesn't.
Then why bring it up?
Because they won't leave me alone.
They?
Guys, I'm not your boss.
Illumination's Despicable Me 4.
And Jokic comes in. It was perfect. He dressed just like Gru.
Yeah.
Just like Gru.
It was awesome.
In the movie, with the scarf. And, well, Jokic is a fan.
Yes, I mean, I love the guy and I love the cartoon. And why not just have a little bit fun, too?
Do you think he thinks Gru's a real guy? Somebody I love got, the guy somebody, and the cartoon.
Somebody said, are you guys trying to get me in an O'Reilly? Vin Diesel's the voice of Groot. Gru.
Yeah.
Not Groot.
Right.
Gru is Steve Carell.
Come on, yes, man.
Groot. I am Groot. Is Vin
Diesel. That's all he says is I'm Groot.
That's all he says.
I mean, how hard is that? Do you just record it one way? You got to have different inflections.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Groot.
Right.
I am Groot.
Then there's baby Groot, older Groot, you know. But still, it's not, let's just say he probably didn't have to study his lines that much.
I wouldn't have screwed up those lines.
No, you would have gotten that. You would have gotten that one. So, Bill Tobin, former Colts general manager, passed away over the weekend. And, well, Bill Tobin's always going to be famous for his reaction early in the day of Mel Kiper. This is before Mel Kiper was Mel. This was right at the beginning with Mel Kiper. And Bill Tobin and the Colts made a pick. He was being interviewed by
Chris Mortensen.
Yeah. And, well, this ensued.
One question, Bill. A lot of criticism about not taking a quarterback here. Your response?
Well, you know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
Bill Tobin was 83, spent 27 years as an executive, and, you know, back then, at now, everybody in the NFL, the decision makers, they understand, and they're very thankful for the way that the draft has become a beast. Mm-hmm. Back then, it wasn't a beast, right? And so, yeah, I could understand why real NFL people would take a look at a Mel Kiper and go, who the hell is this guy? But now, they probably still think, who the heck is this guy? But they keep it to themselves because they understand just how big of a big deal the draft has become to the NFL. And they benefit from it.
I love that. Just the whole video. I mean, Tobin's got a drink.
Yeah.
He's got a drink in his hand. He's like having a vodka
like
soda
Mad
or something.
Or something like that, you know?
Who the hell is Mel Kiper Radio? Awesome. Yeah.
Last one here. J.J. McCarthy. This is something that could impact the Broncos. J.J. McCarthy's Vegas odds are going down from 27-1 to 17-1 to now 11-1 as the favorite to be taken by the Washington Commanders.
Wow.
Which I think is a big deal because hasn't it been pretty widely assumed, and that's a mistake, but that if Sean Payton coveted somebody enough to want to move all the way up and give up a couple of draft classes, it was going to be J.J. McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that would throw a monkey wrench because there's a lot of teams that really like J.J. McCarthy, right? Or the assumption was the Broncos liked him and Minnesota liked him.
Correct.
And that New England was like, we've got so many things that we want to address that we could get a haul at number three for somebody to move up and get McCarthy. Or they were going to take Drake May and number four would come into play for J.J. McCarthy. But if Washington took him, man, I mean, that'll throw a whole monkey wrench into the system.
So original or not original, but early returns on the new uniforms, mixed. But tell me what you think about the throwback uniform. Here you go. This is probably something you recognize.
Let me see that.
There's Pat Sertan is modeling that one.
Now that would have gone over like that would have been great. The throwback is awesome.
So
the
throwback, just those wear those every home game.
So the throwback is beautiful. It's white pants with blue and orange stripes going down the side.
Mm-hmm.
Orange jersey, white numbers. Again, white and blue stripes on the side. Classic blue helmet with the orange stripe down the middle. And the old logo D on the side. And white socks with a bunch of blue and orange stripes. And orange and white and orange cleats. They look fantastic. Now, that's smooth. You know what? That's clean. That's clean. That's tight. That's tight and clean to the post right there.
That is tight and clean to the post.
Now, that I can get behind.
Yes.
But that's now what's being sold and labeled as the throwback uniform. Again.
Okay. I mean,
we'll love the throwback uniforms. And then my 17-year-old son will love the new look unis. That's the way it works. Everyone's happy.
I don't know. You could have just put
Smart job, Broncos.
Little mountain on the where the sleeve has the stripes. Put a little mountain on there. Maybe a mountain stripes on the socks or whatever. Call it brand new.
Speaking of the draft, the NFL draft is upon us. We're all wondering what the Broncos are going to do with the number 12 pick. Join us this Thursday starting at 4 p.m. for our NFL draft party live from Dave and Buster's in Denver. From 4 to 6, we'll do a special roundtable hosted by Zach Bye featuring Stank, Brandon Stokely, and Philip Lindsay. Then from 6 to 10 p.m., NFL insider James Palmer, Cecil Lammy, John Davis will take you through the NFL draft. That's Thursday starting at 4 p.m. live from Dave and...
Could be Cecil Lamb. You go... The Lamster? The Laminator?
Lamb Chop?
I like to laminate things. Do you ever laminate stuff?
This is how nicknames start pretty soon now.
Lamb Chop.
From this point on, I'm calling Cecil Lamb Chop. Lamb Shank. What'd you say, bro?
Shank.
Lamb Shank.
Shank a lamb.
Do you like lamb?
No. Do you?
No.
I just feel like
I know. I feel
the lad. I do too. I don't like lamb.
My parents served lamb a lot back in the day. Lamb was big back in the day.
And then you got like they serves with mint jelly.
Yeah.
Oh. That's probably what got Anon sick.
He had some lamb and jelly in Winnipeg.
Lamb and mint jelly.
I don't know if I trust the lamb in Winnipeg.
I heard they're serving a delicious rack of lamb. Let's go.
With a little mint jelly on top. Now I can't play goaltender. So that's what's going on with the fan draft party with Cecil Lamb and crew.
Cecil Lamb.
Up next, hey, Nugget fans, feel good about tonight because even people in Lakerland are giving up. That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
They're in the lanes and everything. I think we're just doing a better job of just being more crisp and sharp and knowing that they're trying to force turnovers and get on a run. So it's a team awareness thing. They're not just one person. I think everybody's doing a better job of just being more aware of what the other team wants and needs to win the game.
Sorry, we're a bit distracted. We're just looking at the trailer for the new Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
It looks epic.
Glorious. Anybody else? I mean, you guys Deadpool fans?
I love Deadpool.
I do too.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
I do too.
Ryan Reynolds can't. There's nothing Ryan Reynolds can't do.
The dude's like a billionaire. Like he's bought a bunch of companies and he's like a marketing genius. The guy is he's hilarious.
I'll watch him in anything.
I will too.
Anything.
I'm a big he is okay. Here's I'm gonna say he's my favorite Canadian.
Ooh.
My favorite Canadian.
Even more than Jamal Murray?
Yes.
Even more than Rush?
Yes. Now, Loverboy is where I would start, like...
Bryan Adams?
Yes, but Loverboy. The greatest Canadian band ever. Turn me loose. Turn me loose. I gotta do it my way. Oh, no way at all.
Come on, Mark. Have the lamb at Shanahan's. I call it the Shanna lamb. Delicious.
I don't do lamb.
I don't either do lamb. No.
I'm not going to...
Lamb with mint is only a certain type of lamb. I think that's like a Persian style or like a Mediterranean style.
I don't know.
Is there a way to do lamb that you're okay with?
I've never ate lamb with mint sauce on it.
Okay, but do you like lamb?
Yes, I do.
Really?
You do like lamb?
Well, I'm Basque, so we eat a lot of lamb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you feel guilty at all?
Yeah.
You do feel guilty?
Yes.
But you still enjoy it?
It tastes good, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can you just go to the grocery store and go, give me a lamb? And they're just back there slaughtering lambs?
Oh, jeez, Mark.
How do you... Do they sell? Like, if you go to your local grocer, do they got lamb chops?
Yeah, sure you can get lamb chops at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Lamb.
Yeah, I know.
It's like veal. I can't order a piece of veal.
Do you like Ryan Reynolds over Celine Dion?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, he's my favorite Canadian.
I know, I do like him a lot, too. Although, here's my problem, I guess, and maybe at some point is when the movie comes out, I guess it comes out in July, I might need your advice on this, people, because I've never seen any of the X-Men, Wolverine,
okay, I would
Logan.
Just tell you.
I haven't seen any of them, so what do I need to
see? I've only
seen,
I think, the first one.
To be able to appreciate this movie.
Wolverine, the first one. I think it's the first one.
Just I don't need the X-Men movies. Just the Wolverine movies?
X-Men movies are just too much.
So if I watch the Wolverine movie and I guess that, what was that one that came out? Logan? Do I have to watch that one too?
I don't know if you have to watch Logan.
I think I do have to watch Logan. Because I think it sets up what kind of shape he's in at the beginning of the trailer we watched.
No, I just know that he's...
Logan's really good. Just watch it anyway.
It's good.
It's a really good movie.
Which one is Logan? Where does he go back to Japan? Where does the Wolverine go back to Japan?
Is that the regular
Wolverine where he goes back to Japan and the guy tries to steal his Wolverine-iness? We should probably talk to Russ about getting. Maybe that's what Russ did. He stole Wolverine's Wolverine blood.
He's got Wolverine blood.
I heal quick. I don't know if it's Wolverine blood or what.
You have to try that. my Wolverine blood.
So, time to hit the hardwood, brought to you by Papa Murphy's. So, Nugget fan, it's not bad for you to be supremely confident going into tonight, because even people who follow the Lakers closely acknowledge that they've seen enough after game one. Bill Plaschke of the LA Times, who I believe is the best columnist in LA, writing about game one, said, quote, they're simply not as good as the Nuggets. They're not as tough.
Mm.
They're not as deep.
Mm.
They're not as skilled.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as connected.
Mm.
Boy, that's something you're going to hear a lot more from NBA people as the Nuggets continue to build this dynasty. Three times is you're going to hear. Thank you. You're going to hear people talk about their being connected, their connectivity.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a whole new way to describe a great basketball team in a way that really hasn't been used before. mm-hmm. I think, is that, you know, because people are going to have maybe have a hard time labeling this Nuggets team and what they're doing. And I think you're going to hear more and more people talk about, man, they're starting five especially. They're so connected out there.
Right.
Okay. So he goes on to say, he's responding to a quote from Darvin Ham, who says, quote, everybody's going to lose their mind over one game. Plaschke says, nope, not buying it. Mind is completely intact. Series might eventually be hard fought, but it certainly appears to be short-lived. If the Lakers win one game, it'll be an accomplishment. If they win two games, it would feel like a miracle. If they win three games, throw a parade. There's simply no scenario in which it appears possible for the Lakers to win four of the next six games against a team that has beaten them nine straight times.
Pretty much summed it up, didn't he?
Nine times.
The only thing
nine
he left
times.
Out. The only thing
nine
he left,
times.
Left out was they're smarter than the Lakers. Tougher, more connected, more talented, deeper, smarter.
And Plaschke, I think, is only voicing what Laker fans, deep down, Laker Mark, what you all know to be true. Deep mm-hmm. down in the recesses of your brain,
yes.
in places you don't want to admit exist, you're thinking this way. Plaschke says, tough when your two best players shine, yet the rest of your team disappears. The other Laker role players simply stunk. Austin Reeves talking about, quote, they just played better than us. We'll try to do better. And Plaschke says, how much better can they do? Reeves knows the difficulty in playing a team that is the exact opposite of the Lakers. Disciplined, focused, together.
Man, Plaschke's angry, huh? He's got some venom.
Well, I don't think he's being angry. I think he's just being honest.
No, I mean, he is honest, but he's like, it feels to me like he actually bought into some of the hype and then he saw it play out and realized that hype was just exactly that, hype. It's not real.
He responds to a LeBron comment, quote, I don't ever get into a here we go again mindset. It's one game. We know how difficult this opponent is and how great they are. So that's all a part of the game. I don't get into the doubt mindset. To which Plaschke wraps up his article by saying, okay, so somebody needs to say it. Here we go again. You've lost nine in a row to a Nuggets team despite holding, on average, a 9 free throw per game attempt average. So you've lost 9 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You've attempted more free throws than the Nuggets in all 9 of those games. And in all 9 of those games, the average free throw margin difference has been 9.
Yeah. Saturday night, it was 12. No, 13. Right? It was 19-6.
Yep. And you're still getting beat.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting...
I thought of you on Saturday watching...
Thank you.
Watching the game. Yes. You were in my thoughts, Mark. You tend to dominate my thoughts.
Was that shirtless?
You've always told the story that whenever... Because you went, 11-1 against the Raiders as a Bronco?
Yeah.
And you oftentimes talk about how there would always be that moment during a game where... There would be sort kind of like a switch would be flipped, and you as a Bronco were like, okay.
We're good. We're good now.
We're good now.
Mm-hmm.
And when that was happening, you guys sensed it. Did you sense that the Raiders sensed it? Like, here we go again.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was always that moment where the Raiders had that here we go again moment, right?
Right. There was always that. We always talked about weathering the storm. The initial quarter where they were going to play hard. And really all it took, man, was one breakout run. At somewhere, you know, late in the first, because they're bringing the heat and they're pinching and they're, you know, they're trying to stop us. And maybe they get a stop or two for a, you know, a yard or two. And you're like, it's going to pop. It's going to pop. Then all of a sudden, you know, it's deep in the first quarter and you pop one for 40. And you just look at it and they're like, put their hands up. Like, there's nothing we can do.
Didn't you get that same sense watching the game the other day? That was about midway through the third when the Nuggets made their inevitable run.
Well, when they came back from 12 points down in the second quarter to make it, you know, to tie it up, and they ended up, LeBron hits the long one, you know, to go up three.
Right, you're still.
But when they ate up that 12 points like it was nothing, right. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They walked into the halftime going, oh, shoot.
Right.
Oh, shoot.
And I don't know how.
There was one point where the cameras were just on LeBron on the bench for like so long.
Yes.
Like 20 seconds. And he was just like.
He knew. Right. He knew.
Yeah, absolutely.
He knew. Papa Murphy's, home of Take a Bake Tuesdays and $5 Fridays. Dover and Stoke coming your way next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.